Continuing this little review of the language of the elected, it seems that linguistically politicians hit their truest stride when they find themselves in trouble. At times like these, the explanations typically begin with a single word, miscommunication. How do you answer these felony charges, Senator? The whole thing was a miscommunication. But what about the tapes? They took them out of context. They twisted my words. Nice touch. A person who routinely spends his time bending and torturing the English language, telling us that someone has twisted his words. But as the problem gets worse and his troubles increase, he's forced to take his explanation in a new direction. He now tells us that the whole thing has been blown out of proportion. And by the way, have you ever noticed with these blown out of proportion people that it's always the whole thing? Apparently, no one has ever claimed that only a small part of something has been blown out of proportion. But as time passes and the evidence continues to accumulate, our hero suddenly changes direction and begins using public relations jujitsu. He says, "We're trying to get to the bottom of this." We. Suddenly, he's on the side of the law. "We're trying to get to the bottom of this so we can get the facts out to the American people." Nice. The American people. Always try to throw them in. It makes it sound as if you actually care. As the stakes continue to rise, our hero now makes a subtle shift and says, "I'm willing to trust in the fairness of the American people." Clearly, he's trying to tell us something, that there may just be a little fire causing all the smoke. But notice, he's still at the "I have nothing to hide" stage. But then, slowly, "I'm willing to trust in the fairness of the American people" progresses to "there is no credible evidence." And before long, we're hearing the very telling, "No one has proven a thing." Now, if things are on track in this drama, and the standard linguistic path of the guilty is being followed faithfully, "no one has proven a thing" will precede the stage when our hero begins to employ that particularly annoying technique, ask yourself questions and then answer them. Did I show poor judgment? Yes. Was there inappropriate behavior? Yes. Do I wish this never happened? Of course. But did I break the law? That's not the issue. The calendar is marching, however, and it soon becomes clear that our friend is most likely quite guilty indeed. We know this because now he shifts into that sublime use of the passive voice. Mistakes were made. The beauty of mistakes were made is that it doesn't really identify who made them. You're invited to think what you wish. Bad advice? Poor staff work? Voodoo curse? But it's too late. Mistakes were made quickly becomes eventually I will be exonerated, which then morphs into I have faith in the American judicial system. And the progression ends with that plaintive cry, "Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?" Well, he's about to find out. Eventually, in full retreat and federal custody, he shuffles off in his attractive orange jumpsuit and can be heard muttering that most modern of mea culpas, "I just want to put this thing behind me and get on with my life." And to emphasize how sincere he is, he announces, "I'm taking responsibility for my actions." How novel. Imagine taking responsibility. He says it as though it were a recently developed technique. Whenever I hear that sort of thing on the news, I always want to ask one of these "I'm taking responsibility for my actions" people whether or not they'd be willing to take responsibility for my actions. You know, gambling debts, paternity suits, outstanding warrants. Can you help me out here, pal? Regarding this whole "put this thing behind me" idea in general, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to put this, "I want to put this thing behind me and get on with my life" thing behind me and get on with my life. May I repeat that for you? I'd like to put this, "I want to put this thing behind me and get on with my life" thing behind me and get on with my life. I think one of the problems in this country is that too many people are screwing things up, committing crimes, and then getting on with their lives. What is really needed for public officials who shame themselves is ritual suicide, harakiri, like those Japanese business executives who mismanage corporations into bankruptcy, never mind the lawyers and the public relations and the press conferences. Get that big knife out of the kitchen drawer and do the right thing.